He was given a very special coat from his father. Do you remember him? How many brothers did Joseph have? Do you remember? It was a pretty big family, yes? He had 11 brothers. And the Lord spoke to Joseph in a most wonderful way. Do you remember how the Lord spoke to him? Yes? In a dream. In fact, how many dreams did Joseph have when the Lord was speaking to him? Was it just one, or were there two dreams? There were two dreams. And something sad happened to Joseph. He ended up in a place that he did not expect to be. He was sold into slavery, down into a country that was called, yes? Egypt, that's right. And there he served Potiphar, and things were going not too badly, but then all of a sudden he was cast into prison. He was unjustly accused of doing something wicked, but he had not done the wicked thing. But he was there in prison. And then two of Pharaoh's chief helpers came to be with Joseph in the prison. There were two men. Who were those two men? Yes? Exactly. The chief of the bakers and the chief of the butlers. And the Lord spoke to those men in a special way also, didn't they? How did the Lord do that? Yes? In a dream to each of those men. And that dream told them that one of the men would be restored to the service of Pharaoh, but the other man, because of his wicked deeds, he would be hung. So who was restored to the service of Pharaoh? Yes? The butler. So it was the baker who was executed. And when Joseph was talking to the butler, and Joseph knew the butler was going to return to Pharaoh, what did Joseph ask the butler to do or to say to Pharaoh? Yes? To remember him to Pharaoh, because he had not done anything wrong that he should be in that place in prison. And did the butler remember Joseph, or did he forget him? Do you remember? Did he remember Joseph, or did he forget him? Anybody want to say? Yes. You think he remembered? Does someone have a different answer?
I think he didn't.
That's right, he didn't.
He didn't.
He didn't. He forgot Joseph. And that's the very last verse of chapter 40 in Genesis. And the prince of the butlers did not remember Joseph, and he forgot him. Now we're going to begin reading from Genesis chapter 41. What happens next? And it was from the end of 2 years of days, and Pharaoh dreamed. Now, isn't that amazing? Pharaoh now has a dream. And behold, he stood by the river. And behold, from the river there came up 7 cows, beautiful in appearance and nourished in flesh, and they pastured in the sedge. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, evil in look and thin in flesh, and stood beside the cows upon the lip or the edge of the river. And the cows, bad in appearance and thin in flesh, did eat up the 7 cows, beautiful in appearance and nourished. And Pharaoh awoke. And he slept, and he dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 ears of grain came up upon 1 reed, nourished and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, and scorched with the east wind, grew after them. And the thin ears, what do you think the thin ears did? Yes? Yes? That's right. They swallowed up the seven nourished and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it was in the morning that his spirit was disquieted, and he sent and called all the magicians of Egypt and all her wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, and no one interpreted these dreams to Pharaoh. Then spoke the prince of the butlers to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my sins this day. What sins is the butler speaking of? What sins did he remember on this day? Yes?
Joseph.
Joseph, and how he had was going to tell Pharaoh about Joseph. And it wasn't until Pharaoh has these dreams that it comes to his mind. And so the butler tells the story to Pharaoh. Pharaoh was enraged against his servants, he's speaking of himself and the baker, and put me under guard in the house of the prince of the attendants, me and the prince of the bakers. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each one according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was with us a Hebrew boy. What Hebrew boy is he talking about? Yes? Go ahead.
Joseph,
servant to the prince of the guards. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each according to his dream he did interpret. And it was as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me, he returned to my position, and him he hanged. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they hurried him from the pit. And he trimmed his hair and changed his raiment and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream and no one interprets it. And I have heard concerning thee, saying, thou hearest a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, not to me, God shall answer peace to Pharaoh. So here, the butler remembers Joseph, and the Pharaoh, not having any help from his wise men or magicians, he calls Joseph, and Joseph is brought up. And then what does Joseph say? Yes? Very good. The interpretation's not going to be from Joseph, but it will be from the Lord. For the Lord reveals these things. And isn't it wonderful that Joseph, who was faithful to the Lord, even though, was he treated well or was he being treated poorly? He was being treated poorly, wasn't he? But he was still faithful to the Lord. And because he followed the Lord could speak to him. And by speaking to him, he was able to help Pharaoh. And then, how did he help Pharaoh? How was that helpful to Pharaoh? What would he have to do for 7 years? Because seven bad years was going to come. You see, the interpretation of the dream was to tell Pharaoh how he should gather in all the produce. Yes? Exactly. Because there's going to be a very difficult time that would last 7 years, so it would be a good thing to gather up all the food and the produce of the land. So this is a little insight into how the Lord can speak to us and how wonderful it is that the Lord used Joseph to interpret these dreams. Amen.